מתחייך, כן. I apologize, we missed so many weeks. Okay, we'll have to catch up.
Thank God you will.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem. I don't remember exactly where we left off. Chotes, I don't know, because I think we left off in the middle. Okay, maybe we'll start Chof Ches Amir Aleph towards the bottom. I think we left off in the middle. The last 10 lines on Chof Ches Amir Aleph. So the Gemara starts off with a famous brisa that's repeated many times in the Masech the Tanur Rabbanan. We have a brisa. Shalosh pamim hamurim beparsha im nitmo nitmo v'nitmo. It says three times the word. Each time it fits in with the pasuk. But the brisa is wondering, why is it repeated three times? And the nitmo means that the woman was mezana during marriage, and it's a negative. That there's some negative results because of it. So what does it mean? That's the famous drasha, that the husband has to divorce her. She's asura labailo. After the husband divorces her, she's not allowed to marry the man with whim she had the affair. And that's the minig. That's when you write when the woman gets divorced and you write up to her. So you write she's permitted to marry anybody except for a kohen. And if she was mezana tachas bailo and she had to get divorced, then you write she's allowed to marry anybody except for a kohen and except for the person with whom she had the affair. There was an incident years ago in Washington Heights. A girl was married and she had an affair with her dentist. So the husband had to divorce his wife. Then she remarried, she had an affair during the second marriage also, Nishgal. So, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was mesada to get. So the husband who was divorced and had to divorce his wife was beginning to become very famous. Now he's world famous. All over the world, everybody knows the husband's name. So Rav Moshe didn't want to write into the Ptur that the woman is permitted to marry anybody except for the boil, because he was afraid. They had children. Children are going to need shidduchim later on. So it's going to leak out. Someone's going to find out that she had to get divorced because she had an affair. So he pulled the girl into, he used to do the gittin in his apartment. So he pulled the girl into his bedroom and he told her that it's going to be embarrassing. He has to write into the Ptur she's permitted to marry anybody except for the boil. So he said, if you'll swear to me that you won't marry the boil, so I'll leave it out from the tour. So she swore to him. So she didn't marry the boil, she married someone else, and she had an affair during the second marriage also. But it's a good thing, because the husband Taka became world famous, and the children needed to make shidduchim, and he didn't want to ruin the shidduchim. So that's the three dinim. Echel labal, echel labal, echel l'truma. That if the woman is a kohenist, and let's say she's married to a kohen, or the husband divorces her, so she bliped that kohenist, she's never allowed to eat truma again, because she's a zayna, and a zayna is not allowed to eat truma. Devar Rabbi Akiva. That's the famous drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel sounds like he's disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. Isn't it a kavachaymer? Why do you need a pasuk that she's asura? Let's see, ma grusha shemeteres l'truma. He sounds like he's picking on Rabbi Akiva. See, if Rabbi Akiva said that you need four psukim, as we have in the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva only said you need three psukim: one to the baal, she has to get divorced; one to the boil, she's never allowed to marry the boil; and one for truma. It sounds as if Rabbi Shmuel heard from Rabbi Akiva that you have four. The word vinitma only says three times, but it sounds as if Rabbi Shmuel they were contemporaries. See, if Rabbi Shmuel heard from Rabbi Akiva that there were four psukim, and I need a pasuk that she's never allowed to marry a kohen. What do you mean? If the husband divorced her, she's a grusha, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. It means she was mezana tachas bailo, the husband didn't divorce her. The husband got a heart attack and he died. So she's an almana. But since she was mezana tachas bailo, so she has the din of a zayna. And zayna azur l'kohen. It says, grusha zayna halala, kohen is not allowed to marry. So this is considered a zayna. So Rabbi Yishmael, frek takashe. Why do you need four psukim? One for the she's never allowed to marry a kohen, and a zayin is never allowed to eat truma. Fact akasha, isn't it a kalvachaymer? You should only need three psukim. You shouldn't need four. Magrusha shemeteres letruma asurilakuna. Let's say a girl was a kohenis and she married someone and she got divorced. Whatever, she married a kohen, Levi, so whatever. Then she got divorced. So she's never allowed to marry a kohen because she's a grusha, but Now she's a bas kohen, so she's permitted to eat truma. Why not? She didn't do anything wrong. They just got divorced. His fault, her fault, it doesn't matter. So, frek, there isn't a kal v'chaymer. Magrush shemeteres l'truma. Nonetheless, asura l'kuna. So you see that it's easier to be asura to marry a kohen than it is to be asura to eat truma. So zu, the woman who had an affair, tachas baila. Once you have a pasuk asura b'truma, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Ain't a din. The word din means a kal v'chaymer. Ein onesh min adin means he can't construct a kal v'chaymer to give an onesh misa. So zush asura b'truma. Once you have a third pasuk, echel lebal v'echel lebal v'echel l'truma. Once you have a third pasuk that she's asura b'truma, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Ein adin shasura l'kuna. So why do you need a fourth pasuk? So the Gemara is going to ask, but Rabbi Kiva never said there's a fourth pasuk. What did Rabbi Shmuel hear that he got upset about? So then, fine, the Gemara is going to discuss. Then the Braisa continues. There should be a new paragraph. This is not Rabbi Shmuel speaking. This is L'chol HaDeis. How do you read the psukim? It says, the husband is choshed his wife. She did have it. She was Mezana. We don't know whether she was Mezana or she was not Mezana. So what is this all about? That you have a drink, the Mayim HaMorim. If she was Mezana, so what does the Mayim HaMorim help? If she was not Mezana, so what do you make her go through the whole rigmarole? What do you humiliate her? She should drink it. So the Brice asks, what is it supposed to represent? Im nitma, or if she was Mezana, la mashoisa. So what's accomplished by drinking the Mayim HaMorim? And if la nitma, if she's innocent, so la mamashka, why do we bother her? So the answer is, no, pashit. The Brice gives a pashit, pshata, magalach hakosuk. The woman, it's a suffix, we don't know. It was kinei lo v'nistra. The husband warned her. He gave a hasral tistri mishplaini. That's kinu yistira. Kina means he warned her. He's choshed that she's having an affair with someone, and he warns her not to have stira. And then v'nistra, and she was together with that man in the room. You don't know what she did. So magad l'chakosum shasafik asura. Suffix by the zinsa loy zinsa. Is asura. Stam, if a woman violates a married woman violates yichud, and there was no kinui in advance, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to violate yichud. Yichud is an iser, either nisa deraisa or nisa derabbanan. So the Gemara says if a woman violates yichud, malke mala yichud, you give makas mardis. It's not malkas deraisa. There's no lav and chumash. Some hold that the whole yichud is only midirabbanan. The Rambam seems to hold the whole yichud is only midirabbanan. So the Gemara says malke mala yichud ve'inoiser mala yichud. It's not even called the sofek. Where the Eishes is in. She has a cheskes hetter. Labaila, there's no suffix. But if it was stira, stira is more than yichud. We spoke about it. Stira means that they went into the room together. If you have an office with 50 people working in the office, and then everybody leaves at the end of the day, the last two people who remain behind are an Eishes ish and a man, that may or may not be a violation of yichud, but it's not called stira. Stira means they went into a room together. So if you had first kinui, the husband warned his wife, he's cheshed her. Maybe he's paranoid, but he was choshed his wife, and he warned her about history and mishplaini. And then she had stira, which is more than yichud. So then it's called the suffix zinso, suffix loy zinso. So magid loch kosuv. The pasuk teaches us that a soita suffix is hasur labailo. We must have discussed already. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamos, if a woman is a soita vadai, we know bevado is that the woman was zinso tachas bailo edim, so on. So then there's a loy sesi, then there's a lav. If the woman is a Saita Sufik like here, and she claims she's Tahira, then it's an Isar Esse. Benitma is an Isar Esse. And a real Saita Vada is an Isalav. So the Gemara says, from the fact that a Saita Sufik is Asur Labaila Nechumish, uses the terminology Benitma, or why does it say Benitma? It's a strange. Tuma Vitara is a different area. We have three different areas of Halacha. The Vilna Goyin is quoted by the Talmidim of the Gro. Most of the Svarim of the Gro were written by the Talmidim. Just the Svarim on Kabbalah were written by the Goyin himself, and the Biurim on the Shulchan Aruch were written by the Gro himself, and everything else written by the Talmidim. So in the Sefer Aderes Elio, by the Talmidim Agro, they quote that he commented on the Pasuk in two weeks ago. That in that pasuk, the Torah is referring to all the three areas of halacha. Dam le dam is to determine whether the woman is a nida asur la baila. That's isa v'heter. Din le din is dini mominis. And nega le nega is tumah v'tara. So the Vilna Gaon says these are the three areas of halacha. So the way, if you have a suffix in any one of the three areas of halacha, we paskin differently. in Issa the Heter, so we say Safik the Raisa Lechumra, unless you have a Svek Svek, you go Lekula. And Didi Maminis, you say Safik Mamaina Lekula. The Muchsa keeps holding on, the Muchsa calls out, whoever was holding on to the Mamin, Bishas Leiris HaSafik, Leip, we say Shtalaf the Muchsa. And if it's a Safik Tumah, then it's in Gansen a different din. Gemara is going to learn that from Sukkim. Safik Tumah Bishusayoch, it's Sveka Tomei Vadai. And Safik Tumah Bishusarab, it's Sveka Tohar Vadai. Each area of Aloch has a different way how to paskin when you have a Safik. So the Pashta says that a woman is Asur al Baila that belongs to the area of Issa Veheta, that doesn't belong to the area of Tumah Vitara. So it's a very strange usage of the term Vinitmo. So Nishken Taina Vinitmo means the woman is Asur al Baila. Doesn't mean Tumah Vitara. Doesn't really mean Tumah Vitara. But the fact that the Chumash uses such a strange unusual terminology, Vinitmo, Mikanata Don, from the usage of the verb Vinitmo, and we say that the suffix, so it does Asur al Baila, so you can be down from here to Sheretz, for any suffix Tumah. Let's say there are eight rodents that the Chumash mentions specifically. So the Shmona Shvatzma Hamura Matur. Shmona Shvatzma is the name of a perik in Masechta Shabbos. And the Mishnah lists off, if the Sheretz is dead, let's say if you have stomach cockroach or a fly or something like that, that's not from the Shvatzma. If you have one of those eight rodents and it's dead, because Manitza alive is also not Matami. After it's dead, then it's Matami B'moisam. So if you have, let's say, meat in the A&P, Nevela meat, that's Matami B'maga U'bemasa. The Shemana Shwatz Mona Matami Bimaga, if you touch it. If you're wearing gloves or it's wrapped up and you touch it, or you take a stick and you push it, that's Masa, that's not Maga. So a dead Sheretz is only Matami Bimaga. And a Nivlas Behema is Matami Bimaga Ubimasa. And a dead Odom, Meis Odom, Israel is Matami Bimaga Bimasa Uba Ohel. All three. So the Gemara says the fact that the Chumash uses this verb Vinitmo is it's an unusual usage. That means the woman becomes Asur al Baila. But Mikanat Adon L'Sheretz, if you have a dead Sheretz and it's a Sofik, if I touched it or not. So we learn from this Pasuk that Sofik Tumah is L'Chumra. But you only say Sofik Tumah L'Chumra if it's a Sofik that's similar to Soito. What's the story of Soito? There's Kinu Yastir. What's Yastir? The wife with this man that the husband is chayshit, she's having an affair with him, they're in a room together, there's nobody else there. If there's a crowd of people there, so that's not called stira. If there are other people there, so there's no stira. So the Gemara says, mikanat adon l'sheretz, if there are only two people or one person there, and it's a suffix if I touch the dead sheretz or not, so that's a suffix tumba b'shus hayochid. So it's learned that from Soito, just like by Soito, there are two people. And you go l'chumra b'shus hayachid, so too any sofik tumah. But if you have three people or more standing together, if you have two people in this corner, two people in that corner, two people in that corner, but they're not really standing close to each other, it's vayter b'shus hayachid. But if you have three people close to each other, the Gemara never says how close they have to be. Tarech ta'aramas, I don't know. The Gemara says if you have three people standing together, then it's called the b'shus harab. So sofik tumah b'shus hayachid. Mikanat adon l'sheretz, a kal v'chaimer. Why? Madach saita, the woman is only asur al baila if she's mezana beratzen. If it's b'shoigig, she made a mistake. She thought this was her husband. Or b'oynes, she was attacked. The woman was raped. Madach saita, shalo yasa b'shoigig kemezid. If she thought it was her husband, v'oynes keratzen, the din is oynes is not keratzen. Nonetheless, asa b'asafik kevada, the Torah says safik saita is asur al baila nisar esay. So sheretz, if a person comes in contact with a dead sheretz, he touches it, doesn't matter whether b'shoigig or b'yoynes, if it's an accident, you touch a sheretz, a dead sheretz, you become tummy. Sheretz she'asa b'shoigig kemezi b'yoynes kirotzen, ain't a din, isn't it a kavachaymer? The whole kavachaymer doesn't make sense. This is tumah v'tara, this is isa v'heta. But the kavachaymer is based on the strange usage, the unusual, you can't say strange, the unusual usage of the verb v'nitmo. So it's indicating to us that we should borrow this din and apply it to Safik Tumah. But it's only b'shus hayochid. And a din isn't a kavachaymer, sheyasabai Safik kevadai, umimokim shebasa, the Gemara has on the top of the base. And since you're deriving Safik Tumah b'shus hayochid, sveka tomi, from Safik soita asura baila, so umimokim shebasa, you're deriving one from the other, zemasoita b'shus hayochid, means there are two people, the man and the woman. But if it'll be a Rishus HaRabim, if you have three people standing together, then it's called a Rishus HaRabim. So then Sofik to Rishus HaRabim is Sveika Tohar.
Rishus HaRabim even in a house?
Even in a house. For Shabbos purposes, it's a Rishus HaRabim. You can have a million people inside a room. You can have Madison Square Garden, but it has walls around it. Or the Met, what was it, the Met Stadium, whatever it was there. You can have 100,000 people there. But it still has walls around it, so it's a Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos purposes. But for Tumah, the Gemara says here, and the Gemara says in Nazir, Tosafot quotes it, if you have three people standing close to each other inside Rishus HaYachid, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim for the purposes of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Sveika Tohar. There's another Gemara, there's a Gemara Cheskes Habatim, towards the end of Cheskes Habatim, so the Gemara says, what's the definition of Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes? So the Gemara says a wide highway that's Tezayin Amma wide, minimum of Tezayin Amma. A little Gesela that's very narrow is not a Rishus HaRabim. Tosis has a discussion if you have a long, Tosis in the beginning of Erevin has a diagram there. If you have a long street and more than half of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, in certain parts of the street are less than Tezayin Amma, and it goes straight, not that it twists, it goes straight. So Tosis is not sure, maybe even the miut part of the street that's narrower than Tezayin Amma, maybe since Reuver the street is 16 Amas wide, maybe the whole street is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Maybe not. Tosis is not sure about that. But Moshe Feinstein has completely different opinions and Erev, and completely different from the Shulchan Aruch, he says himself. So Moshe Feinstein says that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, that Rishus HaRabim has to be Mefulash. So what does being Mefulash? Rav Moshe holds that a dead-end street is also Rishus HaRabim. The Shulchan Aruch says it has to be Mefulash. He has his own pshat Mefulash. So he says Mefulash means not that it should cut through the whole city. Mefulash means that every step of the way it's a Rishus HaRabim. So he says if you have a street and part of it is narrower than Tezayin Amma, part of it is wider, so even the part that's wider is not a Rishus HaRabim derayis, because part of it is narrower. In Gansan, not like Tosis. Tosis raised the possibility, if Rav of the length of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, so even the miut of the street that's narrower is also a Rishus HaRabim derayis. Moshe Zogt Faker, that if part of the street is narrower than Tezayin Amma, even the part that's wider also doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Every inch of the way has to have the status of Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara has a din, if you have, we learned part of Shabbos together, if you have Rishus HaRabim Mekura, if you have a roof over part of Rishus HaRabim, so that part of the Rishus HaRabim doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim, even if it's only there temporarily. So Moshe says, if part of the street is Mekura, so even the rest of the street is also not a Rishus HaRabim. Has to be, it's either all or nothing. That's an original interpretation.
Nobody else like that?
No. I don't think so. Moshe was a very original thinker. But he writes in his tshuva that this is against the Shulchan Aruch. He's writing, this is against the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, what can I do? This is my opinion. This is what he thinks. Yeah. He has very different opinions. Very different opinions when it comes to Erevin. Everything else is a standard. He was a bigger genius than most. So he worked everything out better. And by Erevin, it's in Gansan different from everybody else. So there's this Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara has an Erev and a Shabbos also that a street, in order to be Rishus HaRabim derayis, has to be 16 Amos wide. So the Gemara says, and the same for Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. So that Gemara is defining what's Vos Heista Rishus HaRabim for the purposes of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. Gemara says, whatever the definition for Shabbos, same definition for Tumah. And here the Gemara says that here the Gemara in Nazir also Tosfos quotes Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. The Tosfos Dima Maschal B'Shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. So the Gemara says we have three people together inside a room. If they're near each other, so then it has a dinim shosam. If the two people are here and one person is there, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So it's not a contradiction to me, either this or that. If it's a Rishus HaRabim deraisa, Sofik Tumah would be Lakula. And even if it's a Rishus HaYochid, Mamish with walls around it, but you have three people standing close to each other, so it also has a din of Rishus HaRabim for purposes of Tumah. Either Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes, or this Rishus HaRabim, either one or the other, so the din that a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, you go Lakula.
Rishus HaRabim is only defined by the amount of activity, how many people are there, not necessarily size or anything.
That's what Rashi and Tosfos introduced. Other Rishonim say they got it from thin air. They're upset. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishkanas Yankiv. He says, one of the G'daylim in the earlier generation, Mishkanas Yankiv, it was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojiner researched the matter, and he says that half of the Rishonim, more than half of the Rishonim, disagree with Rashi and Tosfos, that you don't need the Shishim Riva. Rashi and Tosfos interpret that that's what it says in the Gemara, but the Beferish in the Gemara Shteitnish, the Beferish Shteitnish, what you need is Tez Zayin Amma. Why? It is Roy L'Shishim Riva. It's Roy to have Shishim Riva. That everybody agrees. And the Midbar, the Gemara makes a whole calculation. The way the Jewish people were traveling in the Midbar, the highway must have been at least 16 Amas wide. So it has to be Roy L'Shishim Riva. But they actually really need, but Poyal Mamish, the Shishim Riva people should be traveling there, going through every day. So that's Rashi and Tosfos' claim that that's also needed. You need the activity of the Shishim Riva also. So the Gemara said, this is the din. Masaita Rishu Sayachid, Absharit Rishu Sayachid. Then another din. Masaita, you're talking about two intelligent people. The Eshus Ish, the husband warned her, he thinks that she's fooling around. He gave her Hasron. She understands what he said. She knows what she's doing. She's not an idiot. And the man with whom she's having the affair, possibly, yeah, no, we don't know. He's also an intelligent person. He's a Bardas. So the Gemara says, Masaita, Dovish Yesh Bardas Lishoel. You're talking about an intelligent, you're not talking about a little infant. A little baby does know what's going on. You're talking about an adult, a woman. She's at least 12 years old. Okay, an adult, and the boy is also an adult. So Masai to Dov Sheish Badas Lishoel Avsheretz is only Sofik Tuma B'Shus Hayochid Sveketomei is only Dov Sheish Badas Lishoel. What if it's a Dov Sheein Badas Lishoel? The Mishnayos have a lot of dinim about this. Let's say there's a mace. I went to sleep at night, and there was someone else sleeping in the other bed, two people sleeping in the same room. Then I wake up in the morning, and I go out, and then I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I went to daven, whatever. And then later on, they find out that the other person sleeping in the other bed is dead. They don't. When I went to sleep at 11:30, he was alive, he was breathing. When I left, I don't know. I don't know whether at 6 o'clock, I don't know whether he was alive or dead. Then they, later on, they find he's dead. So they don't know, did I become Tami Tumas Meisana? So the dead body is a Dova Shein Bidas Lishol. The Dova Hametame, let's say a dead sheretz, is of course a Dova Shein Bidas Lishol. So the Dova Hametame is usually, most often, it's going to be Dova Shein Bidas Lishol. That's irrelevant. We're talking about the Dova Hamekabel Tumah. The suffix is, did I become Tami Tumas Meis? Was I in the same room with this mace? Or there's a dead sheretz there, and when I sleep, I toss and turn, I jump all over the place. I don't know if I touched the sheretz, I didn't touch the sheretz. I know it's right nearby. So the sheretz is, of course, Dovah Shein Medas L'Shol. It's a dead sheretz.
What about the wife?
She's
in the same room.
No wife.
Okay. It's what the suffix is, whether the wife became Tame. Okay. So if the Dova HaMekabel Tumah, if the Dova HaMekabel Tumah is a person, not a baby, an adult person, who has Sechel, the person was sleeping, so he doesn't know whether he touched the sheretz or not. But the person doesn't know whether the other one in the bed, and the other bed was alive or dead. In the beginning of the night, he knows he was alive, and when he left in the morning, he didn't see whether he's alive or dead. So we're talking about the Dova HaMekabel Tumah, as opposed to Kalim, if you have... You have a suffix, but the kli, the four things are roy lekabel tumah. Odom, kelim, ochel, mamash. These four categories. So the only odom is called dovah sheyesh bo das l'shol, if he's an adult who has sechel. If it's an infant, tinoikas, the Gemara talks about tinoikas and a suffix, whether the tinoik touched the dovah tumah, didn't touch the dovah tumah. So that the dovah hamakabel tumah is ein bo das l'shol. So whenever it's ein bo das l'shol, then you always go lekula. If it's Dovah Sheyesh Badas Lishol, so then we distinguish between B'shus HaYochid and B'shus HaRab. So that's what the Gemara says. Ma'as Soito. The suffix is on the woman, whether the woman was Mizana, did she become Asur al-Baila or not? She is a Dovah Sheyesh Badas Lishol. Av Sheretz, you only go to Chumra B'shus HaYochid. If the Sheretz is Ein Badas Lishol, always a dead Sheretz Ein Badas Lishol. But if the Dovah HaMakabel Tum is an Adam, an adult Adam, then you say but if it's ochlim or mashkim or kelim that you're talking about, or an infant, a little baby, that ein bodas lishol, so even b'shus hayochid is going to be sveika tohar.
The dasher refers to the makabel.
Makabel tumah, right? It goes on the makabel tumah. Umikan Omru, based on this pasuk, the Tanoim, the earlier Tanoim established Aloha, Dova Sheesh Bodasli Shoel. If the Dova Hamakabal Tumah is an adult, let's say he's sleeping and doesn't know what's going on, but he's an intelligent person, so then it depends. What if it's Kelim, Ochlim, Mashkim, or an infant? Ein Bodasli Shoel, Dova Hamakabal Tumah, when Mesupik, whether the Ochlim or the Kelim became Tomei, then Bei Mishu Sayach, Bei Mishu Sarab, and the din is a Sveika Tor. It'll always be Tor. That's the halacha. Taisus here has a famous kasha. This big Taisus, Bishu Sarab, Sveika Tor. This is a very famous Mishnah. Taisus in Nida, in Nazir, and here they talk about this. This is the first tshuva in Achiezer, Rav Chaim Moses' tshuva. So he quotes in the tshuva, he heard in the yeshivas, they say the name of my dear friend, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He learned in Valojin, when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was the Rosh Hashiva there. So he talks about this Taisus stuff. There's a Mishnah Nazir, the two Nazirim, and so Nazir is not allowed to become Tomei Lameis. A kol nafshes meis lo yova. What's the din if b'shegig b'meizid b'ainis b'rotzen, doesn't matter, he became ibnifes ha-pisom, accidentally became Tomei Meis. So the din is hayamim harishanim yiplu. Let's say he wants to be a Nazir for 100 days. He's observing the Zeros for 85 days, and then all of a sudden somebody dies. So you have to discount all the 85 days that he already observed. He has to bring special. First, he has to become tar. He has to have hazor shlishi shvi from paraduma water, and then after he becomes tar, then he shaves off all of his hair. Ayamim harishonim yiplo. You discount the 85 days that he observed already, and he has to start counting all over again. The Mishnah tells about Hileni Hamalka, no? That she took a net in the Zeres that her son should be successful in battle. He was a king. So she was observing the Zeres for 7 years. She took a net in the Zeres for 7 years. A man or a woman can become a Nozer. It's a pasuk, Isha Isha. So this woman, Heleni Amalka, took a net in the Zeres that she should be a Nozer 7 years. She lived in Chutz Lartz. Then she came to the Beis HaMikdash. She wants to bring the Karbonis. So the Tanaim told her, sorry. Whoever lives in Chutz Lartz is like a cemetery. There's a gzera midrabbon. All of Chutz Lartz has a din like Tumas Meis, so nothing counts. It's like you're a cemetery. So she had to start counting all over again 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, someone died all of a sudden, and all the 7 years were discounted. She had to count all over again another 7 years. Then after 21 years, she finally brought the Karbonis, Naziris. So those gehalten for 21 years, she observed Naziris. After they told her the good news that Chutz Lartz doesn't count because it's like being the Beis HaKvaris. Midrabbon, yeah. Pashim Pshad is only Midrabbon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could have been Matanet. Okay. Yeah, we would have been Matanet. To wait 24 years. Yeah. When you become Tommy, you have to bring a carbon. Yeah. So the Mishnah has this case. There are three people, the two Nazirim, and there's a third person. And he says, I know that one of the two of you became Tomei Tumas Meis. I'm not sure which one. He was standing far away. He wasn't standing so close that he should realize which one of them. But he knows for sure one of them became Tomei Tumas Meis. So you don't know which one is Tomei Meis, which one not. So you have to go to Chumr. So they both chip in together and they bring a carbon Nazir Tomei. And the Koyin is Markovit, says either it's for Reuven or for Shimon. Then they have to both have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Then they have to both count all over again. Misofik, Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr, you have to go to Chumr. So the Gemara effect Akasha, let's say the Zman on the Zeres, let's say, was 30 days. And the third person says one of the two of you became Tomei on the 20th day. So they wait till the 30th day and they chip in together. They buy one set of Karbanas Nazir Tahar. The Kohen says it's either for Reuven or for Shimon. And then they chip in together, they buy one Karban Nazir Tomei. It's either for him or for me. If I'm the one who is Tahar, then he's the one who is Tomei. If he's the one who is Tahar, so I'm the one who is Tomei. And then you wait another 30 days. They both have to observe Naziris another 30 days. Then they bring another set of Karbanos Nazir Tor. So they say, If the one who was tamei was you, so now you bring, now this carbon nazir tara is for you. And if I'm the nazir tara, so it's for me. So the Gemara fact akasha, if you have three people, you have two people are the nazir, and the third person he says risi tuma, risi achmekem shenitma. So let it be rishus haram. So say everything should be tahor, even though it's vaday wrong. Even though it's vaday wrong, doesn't matter. Sofik tuma rishus haram svekator. Even though it's about, I know Bevadai that one of them became Tomei. Gemara says, Achmaskinon, he wasn't standing so close. If he would have been close enough, he would have realized which one of them became Tomei. The two are standing over here. He's standing far away, so it's not a Rishus Hayoch. So it's not a Rishus Hayoch. And that's the end of the Gemara. So Tosis asks, so yes, the other way. So if it's not a Rishus Ram, then it's a Rishus Hayoch. They're both Tomei Vaday. So let them both bring Karbanos Nazir Tomei now. And they both, so why does it say they chip in together, they buy Bishutfis, and then they bring a Karban Nazir Tohar, it's either for me or for you. Then they bring another Karban Nazir Tohar later, either for me or for you. What do you mean either for me? They're both Tomei Vaday. They both bring Karbanos. So the Gemara leaves you hanging, the Gemara never answered. So that's what the Keren Oira Nazir. Kevinor, Nazir has a whole Yerushalmi, and that's where Rab Chaim Oizem in his tshuva quotes that in the yeshivas they say this in the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. It's based on the Kevinor with the Yerushalmi. Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayoch, it's Sveika Tomei, it's Tomei Vadai, but still the din is that you only bring Karbonos Nazir Tomei if it's a Tumah Shah Nazir Megalech Aleho. There are Tumas Meis that the Nazir is not Megalech. So you can't say at kadei kach. You're gonna say it's a suffik tumah b'shul sayach. It's sveika tummy. It's called a vaday meis atzma shal meis. The Rambam uses such an expression. This, when you come in contact with the meis, you become tummy. Atzma shal meis, and then there's a din of tumas meis, even though it's not atzma shal meis. Take for example. What's an example? Cherav areyu kecholo. Cherav areyu kecholo. Someone dies in a room and there are metal forks and knives. So there, since they're metal, so it has the tumah. Let's say if you have wooden pots and pans in the room, so the mace is what we call avi avos hatumah, and then the wooden kelim, the other kelim become an av hatumah, and then if it touches something else, it becomes a rishon hatumah. Tumah goes down. Mace is avi avos hatumah, so that anybody touches it becomes an av hatumah. But if you have a metal kli in the same room with the mace, it doesn't have to be davka the cheriv with which he was murdered. Beferish in Mishnais, any kli mateches is cheriv erekecholo. So the cheriv erekecholo has a din like avi avos hatuma. So whoever touches that fork or that knife will become an av hatuma, just like if you touch the mace itself, become an av hatuma. So even after they remove the mace, but you have the forks and the knives in the room, so whoever comes into the room, it's matami ba'oil. So the Mishnah says in Nazir, but if a Nazir becomes tamei tumas meis without actually coming in contact with the atzma shal meis, cherev erekechol is a stunt halacha. It's a shtick. It's a trick. You have the same level of tuma av hatuma, but you never really came in contact with the meis. Or let's say sof tuma. There's a meis in the other room, and the door is closed. And we plan to open up the door, and the Chevra Kaddisha is going to take another 10 minutes. The Chevra Kaddisha is going to take the mace out and go down the stairs. So right now the door is absolutely closed. So in our Torah, the pashtus is that there's no tumah in this room. The door is closed. It's chaytzes b'fnei tumah. So the Gemara has this din. Either the Rabbanan or Halacha Moshe Messina, Shaila Rashi and Beitza has a stira. There's a din of soif tumah lotzes. If the wall is mafsik, but you plan to open up the door in another 10 minutes, and then we're going to bring the mace over here. So it already has tumas mace now, but you can't say there's atzma shal mace. So if you have soif tumah lotzes, the tumah is going to come here. So that's tumas mace without atzma shal mace. So the din is that if the nazir became tummy tumas mace, so that those days themselves don't count. The day that he's tamei tumas meis cannot be oila. Let's say he's a nazir for 30 days, 100 days, whatever. So the days during which he's tamei tumas meis, they're not oila for the 100 days. But you don't say hayamim harishonim yiplu. You don't say he has to do tiglachas nazir tamei. He doesn't have to bring the karbanas nazir tamei. That's only if he actually came in contact with atzma shal meis. So that's what Rab Chaim suggests, a long argument he has, and that's what the Keren Ora has like this. The Gemara asked Akasha, if all three are together, it's a Rishus HaRabim. So Sveka Tohar. So no one's Tami. They're both Tohar Vada. Even if it's a Dovish Yev Shalios, they should both be Tohar Vada. So the Gemara answers no. The third person is standing far away. He's not standing right next to it. Right next to the two Nazirim. So Tosfos says, so you didn't answer the question. So ask Vaita. So let it be Sofik Tome Bishul Sayochet Sveka Tome Vadai. So Abchaim says the answer is Sveka Tome Vadai. He's Tome. He's Tome Tumas Meis. But you can't say that it's Atzma Shal Meis. It's not Atzma Shal Meis. So it's a Sofik. Which one of us became Tome Atzma Shal Meis? So we bring the Korban Allah tonight. It's either for me or for you.
Why wouldn't you say perhaps that otherwise it could be Fulin Bazara? Really, the flip side doesn't work the same way as the first side. If you say it's two people that are Badei Tuma, we know for sure that only one is coming. So how can they possibly bring Karbanos to be fooling by Azara?
I mean, it's a Dabsha Iyab Shalios. It's not true. And when Ingmari asked the first Kasha, they thought all three were standing together. They thought it's a Rishus HaRabim, Sveka Tohar, and nobody's Tame. It's also Dabsha Iyab Shalios.
That works, but there how we the kolam of tuma tahara that in the rishus haram. So it's possible we don't know which one. So we each one has a right to say it's not me, and therefore I don't have to bring the.
That's what Tosis says. Tosis doesn't say like Rav Chaim. Tosis says like that. Tosis says the Gemara is kasha. Why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha? So if he's standing over there, so it's a rishus hayochid. So Sofik Tumah B'Shusach Sveka Tomei Vadai. So let them both bring Korbanos Nozit Tomei. So Tosfos says this halacha of Sofik Tumah B'Shusach Sveka Tomei Vadai doesn't apply when it's a Dovashi Epshalias. It is just, it doesn't correspond to reality, doesn't apply. Aye, but the Gemara asked the Kasha the Gemara asked also doesn't correspond to reality. The Gemara thought that all three are standing together. So Gemara asked the Kasha there in Nozit Afnan Zayin. One should say it's a Sofik Tumah B'Shusach Rabim Sveka Tor. So let them both bring Karbanos Nozit Tahar and forget about the Zadov v'Shiyev Shaliyah. So Taisa says, if you want to be Metahir, both of them, it's not based on Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Mesveka Tor. It's based on Cheskas Tahara. Each one has a Cheskas Tahara. Chazaka even works when it doesn't correspond to reality, even when it's a Taita Disasri. But Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachat Sveka Tami, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Mesveka Tor, that only applies when it's a Dovashi Epshalias, if it's a possibility. If it's Keneged HaMetzias, then it doesn't apply. So that's the root that Tosfos says. Tosfos takes like that. In the first daf in Nida, and in Chulin, and in Nazir, here Tosfos doesn't, they raise the issue a little bit, they don't go through the whole story. Yeah, there's a big machlaikas. That's the big machlaikas. How do you read that Gemara?
Isn't the third person also suffered? He's not sure which one.
No, he's not sure which one of those two is. Not, he's far away. He says, right. I was not involved at all.
So that is itself. They themselves don't know touch either. Right?
They don't know at all. They didn't notice anything. The third person was standing far away from them. He says, I know that one of the two of you, not me, one of the two of you became Tommy Thomas Mace. And he does know which one.
That itself could be. Stay far away.
Yeah.
Maybe none of them.
No. He says he knows for sure. No, the case in the Mishnah is he knows for sure. Reisi tumish reisi. How does it say? Reisi echem mikem shenitma. Beni de ezem mikem. He knows for sure. Like
why is the person one yochid? Why is he? Is what he
accepted?
I mean, one guy says I
don't
want to be
someone.
Why
do
we accept that?
It's like it's not momentous and it's not nefashis and it's not a dovish of the yerba. So you treat it like Eidech and Emem Yisur. Yeah. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the Brisa. Okay, so the Brisa presented it. Rabbi Akiva has the famous Rasha. He says, V'nitma, 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 three times, V'echel Abal, V'echel Abal, V'echel Etruma. Rabbi Shmuel attacks Rabbi Akiva as if Rabbi Akiva said there are four drushes and you have two separate drushes. One drasha for the Saita Safek is Asura LeKuhuna, and one is that she's Asura LeTruma. And Rabbi Shmuel frekt Akasha against Rabbi Akiva, why did you need two psukim? One she's Asura LeTruma, one she's Asura LeKuhuna. Once you have a pasuk, she's Asura LeTruma, isn't it a Kavachamish she's Asura LeKuhuna? Because he made a Kavachamish from Grusha. If a Baskayan gets married and gets divorced, so Grusha Asura LeKayan, but she's allowed to eat truma. V'shavu beisavir kinerea. When a husband, if a bas kohen married a Levi or a Yisrael, she calls man, she's married to the non kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma. When he divorces her, so v'shavu beisavir kinerea. She doesn't have any children from that husband, and he dies, so she's allowed to eat truma. So if the husband divorces his wife, she's a grusha asura lakuna, but she's allowed to eat truma. So whenever you have a case that a woman is asura bitruma, so of course she's asura lakuna. It should be a kalachayma. So that was Rabbi Shmuel's kasha. Fregma Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Akiva truma. Rabbi Akiva said there are three psukim, echel abal vechel abal vechel truma. And Rabbi Shmuel, umahadalehi ukuna. Rabbi Shmuel is attacking Rabbi Akiva on something that he never said. Rabbi Akiva never said you have two psukim, one for truma, one for kuna. He said there are only three droshes. Besuf regdi gemara le Rabbi Akiva kuna min ole. How does Rabbi Akiva know that the Saita Safik is never allowed to marry a kohen if the husband will divorce her because the Saita Safik should be a grusha? But if the husband dies, he doesn't divorce his wife. Not allowed to live with his wife. But if the husband dies and he never divorces her, how do you know that the Saita Safik is not allowed to marry a kohen? Rabbi Akiva only has three psukim. Echel abal, vechel abayl, vechel etruma. How does he know she's asur lekuna? Oh, so the Gemara says, v'chiteim on the last line. I don't need a pasuk. Once I have a pasuk that she's v'nitma, 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 the third v'nitma goes on truma. So if she's asur to eat truma, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Shall we? Yeah. What does the Gemara say? V'chiteim, you'll argue. Kuna loy tzvicha kra. I don't need a pasuk to say she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Why? Shall we ask about sofik zayna? Kizayna? You're going to say, well, the Torah says she's not allowed to live with her husband. You're not allowed to live with the boil. Why? Because a saita sofik, you go to chumer. So truma namalot the boil crush, you have also sofik zayna kizayna. Why don't you just say a sofik, the pasuk says sofik, you go to chumer. Right.
Is this the rabbanon deraisa or the
Torah? No, this for sure is deraisa. His. This for sure is deraisa.
It's a riot to the Rashba, how would the Rambam learn?
Good kasha. The Rambam holds in Kol HaTorah Kula, Sofik, the Raisa Luchumer is only Midirabbanan, so what does he do with Saita Sofik? Saita Sofik, sure, Sofik, the Raisa Luchumer. I don't know. This you have to say it's an exception to the rule. This Sofik, Iser Luchumer, for sure is the Raisa. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, what's going on over here? Rabbi Shmuel is attacking Rabbi Kiva for something that he never said. Rabbi Kiva never said that you have a pasuk that says Asura Lakuna. He said you have a pasuk that she's Asura Betruma. Then the Gemara said, and by the way, Vesu, how does Rabbi Kiva takano she is Asura Lakuna? You're going to say that she's Asura Lakuna because the Torah says Sofik Deraisa Lachumra, so why did he need a pasuk for Truma? Truma Namelot Taboy Krosh Ariyasba Sofik Zaina Kabadai Zaina. The answer is, there's something missing in the Braisa. The Braisa presents it as if there are only three drushes. The truth of the matter, there are four drushes. But the word nitma only appears three times. So the answer is, but one of the three times says vinitma with a vav. So Rabbi Kiva darshans that vav. Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't darshan the vav. So Rabbi Kiva holds he darshan the vav as if it were written a fourth time, vinitma. So one goes echel abal v'echel leboil, and then the third one goes likahuna. How do you know what the third one goes at? So tafasta meruba loy tafasta tafasta mo tafasta. You have a pasuk that says a chiddush. Not only is the saita safik also to the baal and to the boil, like a vaday saita is also to the baal and to the boil, but the saita safik is even also to a third thing. What's the third thing? So it's a toss up. Should I say the third vinitma goes on kahuna? Goes on truma. So why should you say it goes on truma and say, well, now it's a kal v'chaim on kuhuna because there's a woman, a grusha, is not allowed to marry a kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. But whoever's not allowed to eat truma for sure is not allowed to eat, for sure is not allowed to marry a kohen. So why should you say that the third nitma goes on truma and a kal v'chaim that it certainly covers the truma? Maybe it only goes on the kuhuna. Why should you say? So the Gemara says, Ella the Rabbi Akiva on the third line from the top. The answer is the Rabbi Akiva, Abo, Kroi, Ksivi, there are four psukim. Really, three vinitmas, and one is a vav, vinitma, and Rabbi Akiva darshan is the vav. Chad lebal, v'chad leboil, v'chad lekuhuna, v'chad letruma, you have four. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Tlosa, Kroi, Ksivi, and he doesn't hold from the vav. He doesn't darshan the vav. So he holds there only three. Chad lebal, v'chad leboil, v'chad letruma, u'kuhuna, asya, v'kal v'chaim. Yeah, wait a minute. How does he know that the third vinitma goes on truma? And you make a kalvachaymer. That certainly could. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Tafasta mo tafasta. Say the third vinitma only goes that the saita sovik is not allowed to marry a kohen, which is still allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara is going to explain how Rabbi Yishmael knew that. Let's see. Vir Rabbi Yishmael. How do you know? How do you know the third nitma goes on truma? Why don't you say, if you have a pasuk tells you a chiddush, it is, tells you the less a chiddush. Tafasta mua tafasta. Dilma kids toch lekuhuna. Utruma sharia. Maybe she's muteris to eat truma. And for the Gemara, Amalach, mistari dumi de balu boil. Rabbi Yishmael thinks that the third vinitma that adds on something is adding on during the lifetime of the. The pasuk tells me vinitma labal. She's not allowed to remain with the husband. I mean, the husband is alive. Then she's not. Then it says she's after the husband divorces her, she's never allowed to marry the boy. So ma balabal mechayim. They're still alive. Af truma name mechayim. We're not talking about a case if the husband if the husband divorces his wife, she's a grusha. She's a saita safik. He's supposed to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink Mayim HaMarim. So for some reason or another, if he doesn't bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, she never drinks the Mayim HaMarim, so he has to get divorced. He has to give her a get. Once he gives her a get, she's a grusha, Surah Lekoyin. So you don't need a pasuk to say she's a grusha. You don't need a pasuk to say she's a Surah Lekoyin if he's going to divorce her. So the Gemara says, the only time it's relevant to talk about kahuna is after the husband will die. The husband will not give her a get. Once he gives her a get, she's a grusha. Of course, she's a. So you don't need a pasuk to say the saita sofik is not allowed to marry a kohen. She can't marry a kohen. She's married to her husband. Husband has to divorce her. He gives her a get, she's a grusha. So you're going to say no. If the husband died, then we say it's an almana. Almana is allowed to marry a kohen. She just can't marry a kohen gadol. So you're going to say I need the pasuk to say a saita sofik is not allowed to marry a kohen in the event that the husband will die. No. So Rabbi Shmuel says, just like Ma Baal Lebo Mechaim, they're alive. And we say the Baal is not allowed to live with her. The Baal is not allowed to live with her. Av Truma Nami Mechaim, the husband is still alive. So the third pasuk must be talking to the husband alive. Husband alive, so he must be talking about Truma. You're not talking about Kuhuna. If you're going to talk about Kuhuna, he has to give her a get first. Once he gives her a get, she's going to be a Grusha. Apuke Kuhuna de Lachamisa. If you're going to say the third pasuk, Vnitma, is really telling me the lesser of the two chidushim, that she's not allowed to marry a kohen, and you leave it open whether she's allowed to eat truma or not. Not allowed to marry a kohen. If the husband is still alive, she can't marry a kohen unless he gives a get. Once he gives a get, she's asur lakuna. So must be, that's where Rabbi Shmuel is machriach. Must be that the third vinitma doesn't go on kuna, it rather goes on truma. And it's a kavachaymer. If she's asura betruma, kavachaymer she's asura lekuhuna. Kavachaymer from the grusha. The grusha is only asura lekuhuna muteris betruma. And here, if it's asura betruma, so it's a kavachaymer, she's asura lekuhuna. Frag dimar ve Rebbe Akiva. Isn't that a good argument? Why do Rebbe Akiva need two separate psukim? Vinitma, vinitma, labal, and labal, then nocha vinitma, venocha vinitma, avav, the vav. One goes on kuhuna and one goes on truma. Why doesn't he say the same as Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't he say, Dumi the Baal Boyel? Just like the Baal Boyel are still alive in the pasuk, tells me she's not allowed to live with them. So say she's Asura le truma while the husband is still alive. Don't tell me after the husband dies, she's Asura le kuhuna. Tell me the husband is still alive. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Dumi the Baal Boyel, he doesn't hold from that argument. He thinks no. The first two vinitma the baal and boil obviously alive. The third vinitma can go lachamisus habal, and maybe it only goes on kuhuna. She's not allowed to marry kohen. So you need a fourth pasuk to tell me that even lechuma is also asur. The inami islay, the Gemara says, or it could well be Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel's argument that the third pasuk vinitma I would have said on my own. The third pasuk I would have said it goes Letruma, because it must be Bechai Habal. You're right. Dumi de Baal Abba Mechaim, the husband is alive, so the third Vinitma can't go to say she's Asura Le Kuhuna. Husband's still alive, he has to give her a get to this. Gives a get, she's a grusha already. So it must go on Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma. And the Kal V'chaim is a good Kal V'chaim. So why do you need the fourth pasuk to tell me she's Asura Lekuhuna? I know it Kal V'chaim. So the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Inami Yisla, even if he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, do me the Baal Boil Mechayim. And you could have, and you really could have learned that at Kal V'chaim. If the third Vinitma goes on Truma, Kal V'chaim that the Seita Safik is not allowed to marry a Kayin, but it's a Milsa Dasi, but Kal V'chaim Terach with cost of Lokro. Even though you could have figured it out based on a Kal V'chaimer, the Pasuk wanted to write it more mefurish. This is a very interesting Gemara. Usually, Mil Sadasya, the Kal V'chaimer Torch, the Kosel HaKra means like this. Something that's mefurish and chumish is Torah Shebichsav. Something that's only Kal V'chaimer is Torah Shebalpeh. Yud Gimel Midas, our turn to dress, it's been Kal V'chaimer, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas. So we have the Prima Godim has a whole Psicha Kolelis, its general introduction to Orach Chaim, is really a general introduction to the whole of Torah Shebaal Peh. So he starts off with this, he starts off by explaining that there's a difference between a din that's only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh, as opposed to a din that's Mufurish Torah Shebichsav. So he rattles off about 10 differences halacha lemais. Where do you find that the din in Torah Shebichsav is more chomer than Torah Shebaal Peh? So the Pashtus is that we say, Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chaimer, you would have figured it out based on a Kal V'Chaimer, would have only been a Madrega of Torah Shebaal Peh. You would have had certain kulas. Torah because of lakra, it's black on white, so it was elevated to the level of Torah Shebichsav. Here, this is Torah Shebichsav. It says three times nitma, and it says avav. So the avav is considered as if it said a fourth time. And what does it go on? It goes on kahuna. But I could have figured out kahuna based on a Kal V'chaimer from truma, that the Saita Sofik is not allowed to eat truma, Kal V'chaimer is not allowed to marry a kohen. I could have figured it out by Kal V'chaimer. Now it's Torah Shebichsav. Now it's elevated to the level of Torah Shebichsav. An extra vav. And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the extra vav. So that's, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's called Torah Shebichsav. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's non-existent. It's not even Torah Shebaal Peh. How can you say like that? How can you say like that? The Poshib Shatabs, the Prima Gadim, talks about this. Does it make sense to say Mil Sadasa B'Kal V'chaimer Torah V'Kosov L'Kro if the Pasuk is not Mefurish? It's only a Meinu Inyan. Tenehu Inyan L'Dovarach is like over here. You're darshaning from Avav. It's a drush of Torah Shebaal Peh anyway. So why did it make us stronger? Why did it make it better? If it would have been a Kal V'chaimer, it would have been a lower level of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now that it's Avav, so it's a higher level of Torah Shebaal Peh. Is it? Very Mechudish Dikalayin in the Gemara. The Inami. Now they go, okay, it's a strange Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to wrap up the din that we had before. We said, Sofik Tuma Bishus Sayacha Bishus Sarabim only applies if the Dova HaMakabal Tuma that we're talking about is a Dova Shiesh Bodas Lishol. It's an Odom, an adult. But if it's Kelim, Oichlim, Mashkim, or an infant, Ein Bodas Lishol, then it's always Dino Kibshus Sarabim. It's always going to be Sveikai Tohar. So the Gemara says, where did we get this idea? We established Sofik Tum Bishu Sayachet Sveika Tomi because it says Vinitmo by the Soita, and the Soita Sofik is the Postik that's Osa Kosov Sofik Kevadai. Sofik Deraisa Lechomer by Soita Sofik, like he points out. How did you know that it's only Bishu Sayachet? Because Mimokim Shebosa, just like Soita is a Bishu Sayachet, only the boil with an Evelist, only two people there. But if you would have had three people, it wouldn't have been considered stira. And if you would have three people, it would be b'shus harabim, and it would be sofik to b'shus harabim. So that's how the Gemara presented it. So now the Gemara says a slightly different drasha. Omer av gid lamer av, dov sheesh b'das v'shol, im adas v'shol, mehaikra nafke. It's not the way you say on the top line. An chav chesam et beis, that is mimokim shabasa, since you're deriving all the dinam of sheretz from soita, because of the word v'nitmos, it has to be dumi de soita, and so there's only two people. He has a different marker. That was about Bishus Hayochid and Bishus Harabim. He's talking about Dovish Yesh Bodas L'Shol Eim Bodas L'Shol. So the Gemara said before, yeah, the Isha, the Eishes Ish, is an intelligent woman. She's not a Cheresh HaTavikot, and she's an intelligent person. The man she's having the affair with, probably also an intelligent person. Could be that he's a Lab Badas, but probably also an intelligent person. So the Gemara said,
both are Shodei L'Shol.
Both. The Gemara is going to raise such a possibility. So the Gemara said we learned everything from Sota. Rishus Sayachar, Rishus Sarab, Miyesh Bodasa, Shalem, and Tashal. Everything is learned there from Sota. So the Omrav Gidla Marav, not exactly. Dovish Yesh Bodasa, Shalem, and Tashal, that Kenech is learned there from a different Pasuk. Mehaikra Nafke. You have two Psukim that seem to contradict each other. How do you deal with a Sophic Tumor? So one Pasuk says, Abasa, Shigibachal Tome, Lo Yeochel, Bisar Karbonis. He may not eat Bisar Karbonis if it's Tome. There's an Issa Karis. If I'm Tomei and I eat Bisar Karbonis, that's an Issa Karis. But if you eat, I'm Tohar and I eat the Kochim that are Tomei, that's an Issa, but it's not an Issa Karis. So the Pasuk Habasa, Shiga Bechal Tomei Eloichel, sounds like Vadai Tomei Hude Eloichel, a Safik Tomei Besafik Tohar Yechel. Sounds like only if it's Vadai Tomei. Ema Sefer, but you have another Pasuk in the same parasha, Ve Habasor, the Karbonis, Kol Tohar Yechel Basa. Sounds familiar. Vadei tarhu di ochel basa. If a man is vadei tahor, he's allowed to eat korbanos. A sofik tami, sofik tor, lo yochel. So there seems to be a contradiction between the psukim and the mashmos of the psukim. It's not beferish. The one pasuk implies if the kochim are tami, you're not allowed to eat it, and if the person is tami, he's not allowed to eat the kochim. So from the pasuk that says if the person is kol tor yochel basa, if you're tahor vada, if you're sofik tor, sofik tami, you're not allowed to eat the kochim. And the basar, if it's vadei tomei, you're not allowed to eat. If it's a sofik tomei, sofik tohor, you are allowed to eat it. So how come over here sveka lekula and here sveka lechumer? So the Gemara answers, because when you're talking about whether the person is tomei or not, the dova hamakabel tum is the person. So he's a dova sheyesh b'das lishol. Sheyesh b'das lishol, then we go lechumer. A sofik tomei, you go lechumer, if it'll be b'shus hayachid. But as far as the basar is concerned, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Oh, the mekelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So the ochlim, and the mashkim, and the kelim, and the infants, even though it's odd, but the infants, that's ein bodas lishoel. So there the din is, ein bodas lishoel is always sveka tohar. Even b'shus hayach is going to be sveka tohar. So that's where Rav Gidla Marab says, I know this from this pasuk, from the stira between the mashmos of the psukim. But the one pasuk is mashma that sofik lekula, by the basar, sofik tumah lekula, and by the pasuk of the adam, sofik tamei, sofik tor, mashma sofik is lechumer. El alav shmamina, that's the esek. Kan sheyesh b'das lishol. If you're talking about the adam is mekabel tumah, you're not sure where he was mekabel. If the mekabel tumah is an adam, yesh b'das lishol, then you go lechumer b'shul seyachid. And kan, when you talk about the basar, dov hamekabel tumah is oichlim. Kan sheyem b'das lishol, then even b'shul seyachid you go lekula. So the Gemara says, but you cannot only take the drasha Rab Gidla Marav, and you don't need the whole drasha from Sota. You need the combination of both together. Yitzchak the Rab Gidla Marav, Yitzchak the Migman Misaita. You need both. Why? Dima the Rav have a made in Bei Mishu Sech Bei Mishu Sarabim. In the psukim that Rab Gidla Marav quotes, you don't see any mocker to distinguish between Mishu Sech and Mishu Sarabim. So you have to learn that from Sota. And then the Gemara says, and if Imi Sota. So what do you need Rav Gidla Marav for? You learned everything out from Saita. Shusayachir, Shusaram, Yesh Budas, Shal, everything. So the Gemara says, Yosvar, no. Saita, the Pashta says that they're both intelligent people. If the woman is a Lav Bazdas, if a man married a woman, could be that she's a Shaita. Her father was a Makabal Kiddushin for her. Could be that she's a Shaita or Chareshes. Father married her. But if she's a Shaita or Chareshes, she doesn't become Asur al Bailo. A woman is mezana, she becomes asura baila only if she's a bazdas. The Gemara says pitu ktana oynesu. If someone is mezana with a ktana before bas mitzvah, even if she's a genius, because she's a la bazdas al pitin a katna ktana la bazdas. The Gemara says pitu ktana oynesu is considered like an eshes ish zinsa, an eshes ish an ensa. It's not considered zinsa birotz. So the parsha says that the woman becomes a soit asura baila. We're assuming that the woman is a basdas. The pashta says that the man she's having an affair with is probably also a badas. Not necessarily. It could be that he's a shaita or a cherish. Could be he's a la badas. But we assume that he probably is a badas. So the Gemara says, if you would want to learn everything from saita, like we had on Chav Chesem and Beis, and you don't need Rav Gidla Marav, so one might come to a mistaken conclusion. Dimi saita avamina adika das nage umagia. By the saita case, Sofik is, was the woman mizana with the man. The husband is chayshit to having znus. It was kinelov in istura. So during that stira, were they mizana together or not? So So you treat it as if there's a Dava Tame in touching the Dava Tahar. It's not a Dava Tame touching a Dava. It's called Vinitma. If she's Mizana with this stranger other than a husband, we call it Vinitma, and she becomes Asur al Bail. So there, the Pashto says that she is a Bazdas. If she's not a Bazdas, she doesn't become Asur al Bail. That's Peter Khtano Enesul. And probably the boiler is also a badas. So one might have mistakenly thought that the halacha that says sofik tumah b'shu sayochet sveka tami only yesh badas lishoel, you need both the dovar, the mekabel tumah, and the metami. They both have to be yesh badas lishoel to go l'chumah. So that's why tzricha. I need this pasuk. It all depends on the dovar hamekabel tumah. It doesn't depend on the dovar hametami.
Why is the assumption?
Yeah. That's a good tekasha. That's always a good tekasha. My father, the Zechan Racha, told me that he remembers in Europe as a child he saw a sefer written by the Magen Avraham's son-in-law on this kasha. The Gemara says, Isha kisiste is miloshin shtus, ain adam chaytelem kein nichnas aburach shtus. So if no one ever sins unless they have a ruch shtus, so why is anybody ever punished for any avera that they did? It's temporary insanity. The halacha recognizes temporary insanity. It's like Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If a person is eating chalim, eating shayta, sometimes he's healthy. Chalim means lachlim ol rapos, healthy. And sometimes shayta, so b'zman shehu shayta, hareki shayta l'chol d'varav. B'zman shehu chalim, harei pikech l'chol d'varav. So his temporary insanity is recognized by the halacha. And the Gemara says, everyone who does an avera is nichnas b'ruach shtus, so why is anyone ever punished? So good tekasha. If they would have been careful, they wouldn't have fallen into the temporary insanity. They went too close. They went too close to the edge. So then they fell over. Yeah, they should have been careful in advance not to fall into this ruach shtus. Yeah. So we assume that the Gemara in Ksuvah says, if I'm married to a woman, married men atar, let's say the father married off his daughter. And the daughter's a ketana, and then she's mezana. So the Gemara in the Bavli says, "Pita ketana einasu." That even if the girl is mezana beratzain, it doesn't count. Shin shal pidin, she's a labazdas. So it's called nensa. So she's materis lebaira. So the Pashto says, if the Pashto Saita says v'nitmo, the woman becomes asur al bali. Talking, the woman is a bazdas. If she's a chareshes or a shaita or a ketana, she wouldn't become asur al bali. So the woman we're talking about is a yesh bodas lisha. She's a bazdas. The boil didn't necessarily have to have been a bardas. Why did we assume? Why were we assuming it could be that he's not all there? Could be that he's a shaita or a cherish. But that's what the Gemara was assuming. He's probably a bardas. He's probably going to be a bardas. So the Gemara said, if you would be learning out only from saita, so then Rav Gidla Marab says, you would have made a mistake. You would have thought that yesh, but
all these questions, she asked me about
that.
Not about
that,
not the answer.
Right, right. So the Pashto certainly is, she is a Bazdas, right? So this din, that's how the Gemara says, this din of Safik Tuma Bishul Sech is Feka Tome only applies if the Dover Hamakabal Tuma, that's the Isha, is a Bazdas. And if you would only learn out from Sati, you wouldn't have Rav Gidla Marav's Pasuk, he would have made a mistake and thought that the Dover Hametame also has to be a Bazdas. They both have to be a Dover Sheesh Bazdas Lisha. Yeah. So that's the din. We have, like we said, the three areas of halacha: there's tumah, the tara, the zisa, behet, and didim amen. So if you have a suffik in the area of zisa behet, you say suffik deraisa lechumer. If you have a suffik in the area of tumah the tara, it's a whole different psak. Suffik tumah should say achav b'shu sarabim yesh bo dasu shalaim edasu shal. You have a suffik in suffik b'mayna lekula the muchza keeps it. Three different ways to paskin because there are three different areas of halacha. So Taisus and other mesichtas, Taisus and Bava Kama, and Taisus and Nida is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in Bava Kama in the first parak quotes a Mishnah. A woman is giving birth, and then the baby didn't come out alive, and we're not sure whether it was a baby, not a baby, whether Ruach Epila, a Nefil Epila, we're not sure. So the din is that if the woman has a baby, so she's Tmeya. If it's a Zacha, she's Tmeya for 7 days. If it's in a Keva, she's Tmeya for 14 days. If it's only Ruach Epila, if it's the whole thing was false labor, it's a Changeret Akinten Boich, she wasn't pregnant at all, and there was nothing there, so then she's Tahira. If Ruach Epila, it was something other than a Uber, then she's Tahira Lagam. So the Mishnah says, what if it's a suffix, whether he pila, lo he pila, you're not sure. So the Mishnah says, if it's one suffix deraisa l'chumra, and if it's two svekas, it's svek sveka l'kula. So Tosafot says, svek takasha, what do you mean? Suffix deraisa l'chumra. So it's a suffix tumma b'shu sayocha b'shu sarabim. What happened to all the rules and regulations? So Tosafot says, if it depends what you're being dana. If you're discussing whether the woman is tameo or not, then you have to paskin like asugim b'shu sayach b'shu sarabim yesh v'das l'shal ein v'das l'shal. But that mishnah, that gemara in Bava Kamma is talking whether the woman is asur al baila or not. Is she asur al baila for 7 days or for 14 days or zero? If she had a baby boy, she's asur al baila for 7 days. Baby girl, asur al baila. So isa al baila is unrelated to tumah v'tara. That's how Tosafot answers in Bava Kamma.
You say ben dam l'dam, but neither is a
hetero. Right. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel points out. That this Tosafot in Bava Kamma, this is a famous Tosafot. This is famous because everybody says it over in the name of the Kuzari. Kuzari is a historical novel. We know that the Melech HaKuzarim converted and he got his whole nation to convert. And the story goes, we don't know exactly how much of the story is true, that he had a dream, a recurrent dream, and he had the representatives of the different religions present their religions to him, and he finally fell in love with the Jewish religion. So Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi was the Talmud of the Rif, so he writes this whole historical novel. What was the conversation between the Chover, the Rabbi, and the Melech HaKuzari? So in the middle of the conversation, the Melech asks the Rabbi, if you Jewish people, you Orthodox people, follow everything that it says in the Torah, so how come you don't observe all the dinim that it says in the Chumash about bringing the Karbonis when the woman has a baby, you don't bring all the Karbonis? So he says, no, Tumah V'Tara, we don't observe Bizmanazah. Tumah V'Tara only, Tumah V'Tara is attached to the Sasri with Kedusha. So if you live, if you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to eat Karbonis, you want to eat Trumi, you want to eat Maisa Sheni, these things all have Kedusha, you have to be Tor. We live so far away from the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash, no Trumah, there's no Karbonis, so there's no Maisa Sheni, so the whole thing is irrelevant, so we don't have to go to Mikveh for all of these things. So then the Melech, the Goyish and Melech, asks the Rabbi, so how come you insist that your wives have to go to Mikveh every month? If you say Tumah V'Tara is not relevant. So the Rabbi, the Chavri, answers, no, neither Labaila has absolutely nothing to do with Tumah V'Tara. Unrelated. Tumah V'Tara is Lechud, and neither Labaila is Isa V'Het. So everybody quotes that from the Kuzari. So the Achrayim, several, the Shev Shmaitze, points out that Tosafot Bava Kamma says that. Tosafot asks this Kasha, what do you mean that if a Masupik, if the woman was Hipila, or Lo Hipila, Zacha Nekeva, so if it's one Safik, he go Lechumra, two Svek Svek, he go Lekula, what am to the Klali Apsak of Safik Tumah, Mishus HaYachid, Mishus HaRabim? So Tosafot answers what you answer. If you're talking Lebaila, that's, then it depends, one Safik is Lechumra, and Svek Svek is Lekula. If you're talking Letaris, Letumah V'Tara, then you would it would depend whether it's B'shu Sayach or B'shu Sayach, you have a different Sayach. That's how the Tosafot answers. Tosafot and Nida and other Masechtas gives a different answer on this same Kasha, and they say, no, that the Klalei HaPsak of B'shu Sayach, B'shu Sarabim, Yesh Baldas Yishol, everything we learned on Chof Chesam and Beis only goes in Tumas Mago. It's a suffix whether the one sleeping in the other bed was dead or alive when I slept in the room. I toss and turn in bed, it's a suffix that I touch the dead sherets. Or you have loaves of bread, they're touching each other, whether it did touch or didn't touch. Tommy, when you're talking about transmitting tumah from one thing to the other. But when you're talking about tumah hayotza ala migufoi, developing tumah, that zab, zava, nidu, yaledus, and mitzor. These five people, not them, they're not makabel tumah from the outside. If I touch a dead body, I'm a kabel tumah. If I touch a dead sheretz, I'm a kabel tumah. I touch a nida, I touch a zav, I touch a mesorah, he's metame me. So when you're talking about transmitting tumah from one person to the other, that's governed with the rules of sofik tumah b'shu sayacha b'shu sarabim yesh bo das l'shal ein bo das l'shal. If you're talking about the woman is a sofik, did she become a yoledes? That's tumah yotzal megufa yesh meyayin. You're talking about did she become tamei or not? Did the tumah begin? Or there's nothing to talk about. So that's not called a sofik tumah. That's governed with the regular rules of sofik deraisa lechumra and svek sveka lekula. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. We have other differences between tumah yotzal migufoi and Tumas Magra. But a group of Rishonim hold, Sheet Mukovetz's quotes in the Baal Kam, group of Rishonim hold, that here's another difference, that the Klale HaPsak and a Sofik Tumah will change. If it's a Tumas Magra, then it's governed with these rules. We should say Yachad Varese B'Shus Rab. But if it's Tumah Hayotza Olam Migufoi, then it's governed with the regular rules. That's how Tosfos says, right? Tosfos gives a whole list of differences. Yeah, yeah. The Rambam holds Tuma Muta Betzibur. The Rambam holds all the only Tumas Meis, even other Tumas Maga not Maga Sheretz, not only Tumas Meis. But Tosfos says, like you're saying, all Tumas Maga is Muta Betzibur, as opposed to Tuma Yotzal Megufoy is not Muta Betzibur, right? But even according to the opinion in the Rishonim, that even Tumah Hayotzal Migufoy is also governed with the rules of Rishus Ayach and Rishus Arabim. But this is for sure, there's a Mishnah Nazir that a Mitzora, a person is a Sofik Mitzora. So the Mishnah says, well, how does he bring the Korbanos? He's a Sofik Mitzora. What does he do? How do you act? So the Rishonim all ask, what do you mean? What happened to the rules of Sofik Tum Rishus Ayach and Rishus Arabim? What's all of a sudden the Mishnah Yesh Mayayin starts discussing? How do you deal with the Sofik Mitzvah? It depends. Did they say the latest Sofik happened in the Rishus Aram? So that this all the Rishonim mask him to. By Mitzvah, for sure the rules don't apply. Rishus Aram for sure doesn't apply. Why not? So according to half of the Rishonim, because Mitzvah is also Tumah Yotzal and Migufoy. Zav, Zav, and Nidhi, Elitis, Mitzvah, all five are in the same boat, they're in the same category, that they're not governed with the rules of Rishus Ayachid versus Rishus Aram. But according to those who shown him a hold, no, Zav, Zav, and Nidhi, Aledes are also governed with the same rules. So, Manish Tana, why is Mitzora different? So, there's a Sefer on Taharis. The Rambam wrote a very extensive Hagdamah. And the Pirush HaMishnayos, he has a Hagdamah to say the Taharis. One of the Maskilim wrote in one of his essays, if the only thing we ever had from the Rambam would be the Hagdamah to say the Taharis, we would have known that he was the greatest gadol in his generation. We wouldn't even need the Mishnah Torah. It's Meiridik, the Psiche, to say the Taharis is Meiridik. So one of the gadolim in Europe wrote a sefer, Mein Avtoach. Mein Avtoach is a running commentary on the Hakdamas Rambam to say the Taharis. On the top of the page, he just has as the text that he's commenting on the Hakdamas Rambam to say the Taharis. On the bottom of the page, he has his Heoris. Rav Soloveitchik said that he remembered that the main Avtoach was on his grandfather's desk all the time, on Rav Chaim's desk. Well, what did he need it if he's learning Bava Kama Vesat Mishnah? When you're learning Taurus, I understand. So the grandfather had it on his desk all the time. Main Avtoach. Okay, so it's a little safer, a nice safer. So this main Avtoach explains Manish Tana Mitzora. Why does everybody agree? All the Rishonim agree. Mitzora, for sure, the rules don't apply. So he explains very well. By every other Tomei, let's say, Zav Zav Hanidhi Oledis, Tumay Yotzal Megufa. If he's a Zav, he became a Zav already. Whether he likes it or not, he became a Zav. Zav Zav Mitzora, you have to have a Psaka Kayan. So even if you are a Mitzora, you don't become Tomei Tumas Mitzora. So the Sufik is not, am I Tohar or am I Tomei? Are you Tohar and there's a mitzvah to declare you as Tomei? Or are you Tohar and there's no mitzvah to declare you? So that's not called the Sufik Tumas. Sofik Tumah means the two Tzadim HaSofik are, is he Tohar, is he Tomei? But by Mitzora, those are not the two Tzadim. The two Tzadim are, he's not Tomei till the Kohen declares him. So the two Tzadim are, is he Tohar with a mitzvah l'tamoso, or is he Tohar without a mitzvah l'tamoso? So that's not called Sofik Tumah. So that's why the Mishnah says that you can have a Sofik Mitzora. You can have a Sofik Mitzora. The Tosfos HaRosh asks on that Mishnah, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Keren Ara, they all ask, how can you have such a discussion? Well, how do you ever have a Sofik Mitzora? So the Rishonim explain why. Mitzora for sure is not governed with the rules of Bishus Ayach and Bishus Ar. That's certainly different. The rest of the perek we'll have to get to is about Tumah V'Tara, other cheerful time. Mm-hmm. Okay. This week's Kriya is a double Kiyum. The Gemara says that Ezra tikkun lahem liYisrael. Ezra made many takonas. So one of his takonas was that you should lay in the Teuchecha in Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah. We should lay in the Teuchecha in Bechukaisai before Shavuos. The way we have the system, we lay in Kriyas HaTorah every year. We finish on Simchas Torah. So this was the minig in Bnei Bovel. So by us, it works out that the Teichecha in Bichul Kaisai is the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Teichecha in Kisava is the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Taisa says in Baba Basra, we don't want to have the last Shabbos, we want to have the Teichecha, all the Klala, so we move it one Shabbos ahead. So both before Shavuos, it's next to the last Shabbos before Shavuos, next to the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But if you have the minhag that they had in Eretz Yisrael, that they finished Kriyas HaTorah in 3 years, so there was nowhere there. You're nowhere near B'chuk Kaisai when it comes Shavuos, you're nowhere near Kisava when it comes Rosh Hashanah. So what do you do with Takana says? What Takana says, it sounds like it only makes sense if they're laning the 1 year cycle. So how do they ever have a 3 year cycle in Eretz Yisrael? So the Achrayim on the bottom of the page of the Masecha Sofrim and other Sram, they comment like this. Rabbi Yankee Vemna has like this. He says, no, just like Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is not the Parsha Soshava, Parsha's Parah. It's a special Kriya. Take out another Sefer Torah. So when they had the 3 year cycle, they would take out Nocha Sefer Torah. They would lay in whatever Parsha Soshava happened to be. Okay. Then they would take out another Sefer Torah and lay in the Teichecha. It's a special Kriya. We kill two birds with one stone. We lay in Parshas Kisavai, right? And we yotze both the Parshas HaShavua of completing all of the Chumash every year, and we're also yotze the Takana says. But the idea behind it is the Gemara says Tich Lashana V'Kil Aseh Toch Lashana B'Chayseh. The Gemara points out that there's a difference between the Nusach of the Teichecha and Mechukosai as opposed to the Nusach of the Teichecha and Kisavai. In Chukosai, Teilechu, it's Mitzvosai Tishmar, the Rabban Shalom is talking directly to Bnei Yisrael. In Kisava, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Bnei Yisrael. If you listen to the Rabban Shalom's mitzvahs, he will reward you, and if you violate them, he will punish you. Yiftach Hashem Lecho, it doesn't say, Ani Yiftach Lecho, sorry, Hatav, Yiftach Hashem Lecho. Everything is Yishalach Hashem b'chuas ha-meira. It doesn't say Yadbek Hashem b'chuas ha-devis. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. It's not the Rabbanu Shel Olam speaking. So the Gemara says halacha l'maisa that there's a difference. That the Mishnah that says in Megillah, you're not allowed to be mafsik when you lay in the techa. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle for various reasons. The Gemara says so that's only the chomer dika techa in Mechukosa that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is saying the techa. But the techa in Kisava that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not as chomer. It's not as bad. Is the Teichecha in Bichul Kaisai? So, Mikra Adin, you're allowed to be Mafsig, you're allowed to make Kaisophis in the middle of the Teichecha. The Rambam writes that the Minig is not so. We have a Minig, we try to avoid both starting from a Dovara or ending in a Dovara. Whenever possible, we avoid it. So, we don't want to make any Hafsokas at all in the middle of the Teichecha, but that's only a Minig. Mikra Adin is not really a problem. Why Taka was that the case? The Teichecha in Bichul Kaisai was the Rabban Shalom speaking directly. And the Teichecha and Kisava is Moshe Rabbeinu saying over in his own Lashon. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole explanation. Someone said that the Ishbitzeh has it in his Sefer HaChumash. This whole explanation that before Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, he gave over the whole Torah Shebaal Peh to Bnei Yisrael. Originally, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole style of dashing Torah Shebaal Peh, was only given to Moshe Vizaroi. That's a Gemara in the Dorim. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to keep it privately for his children. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Noyik Toiv Asayin, and he decided to share it with Gans Klal Yisrael. So when was he Noyik Toiv Asayin? When was that? Where does it say Achumish? So the Netziv says that's the beginning of Dvarim. A month before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, so he starts giving this long drosha. Hail Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Hazois Leimor. So he says that's when he was transmitting Pasukei, in the beginning of Dvarim. That's when he's transmitting all of the style of Torah Shema Peh to Bnei Yisrael. So in Bichukosai, everything is still Torah Shebichsav. Well, now everything in Dvarim is also Torah Shebichsav. Baruch Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to put it down. But Dvarim started off as all Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu giving over the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So Torah Shebichsav, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sarsur. He was the Shatchan between Bnei Yisrael and their Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom speaks directly to Bnei Yisrael. He's giving Torah Shebichsav directly. Torah Shebal Peh, you have to have Masoira. So Torah Shebal Peh, the Rabbanu Shalom gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, he should give it over to Bnei Yisrael. So that's why in Chumash Dvarim, the whole Chumash Dvarim from the beginning to the end, the whole thing started off as Torah Shebal Peh. So Torah Shebal Peh, the Rabbanu Shalom made a Krisis Bris with Bnei Yisrael, but the Krisis Bris was via the Rebbe. So the Rebbe was Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's why the Teichecha is also Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over in his own words. then the Rebbe Shalom told him to incorporate it into the Chumash. It may not necessarily be written in the Chumash exactly the same way Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The Rebbe Shalom said approximately the way he said it. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same. So that's the basic difference, that the Teichach and Kisavoy is part of Chumash Dvarim, which is all Torah Shabbal Peh. So that you have to have going through the Rebbe. So Moshe Rabbeinu says it in his own Lashon, as opposed to the Teichach and B'chuk Kaisai, that's the Rebbe Shalom is giving Torah Shabbichsav to Bnei Yisrael. Didn't give them the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. Told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them the dinim, but not to teach them the whole sedus of how to darshan Torah Shabbal Peh. So this Shabbos we will have a double kiyum, v'shas kriyas haTorah, the kiyum of Parshas HaShavua, and the kiyum of Takanas Ezra, to lay in the Teichach, and it should be Yehirat, and it should be Tich Lashana v'kiyum laseh, Toch Lashana v'chaseh. So believe that, next week we'll discuss in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
To people who didn't adopt